Early this morning, an activist opposed to UCSC's long-range development plan launched a tree sit in the trees behind me. UCSC plans to develop this site into the new biomedical sciences facility. It's the first building in the new long-range development plan, which calls to for the development of 120 acres of forest and the addition of 4,500 new students. The biomedical sciences building that would be built here has no allotted classroom space, despite student complaints about overcrowded classrooms. But it will have room for live animal experimentation, which includes such practices as food, air, and water deprivation, infection, and non-anesthetized surgery. And that's according to campus guidelines, and that can be found on the campus website. This building will house biotechnology and nanotechnology research, and it is exemplary of how the new LRDP marks a clear shift from UCSC's commitment to undergraduate liberal arts education to a more lucrative programs like bio and nanotechnology that are funded by private corporations. Following the trend of the privatization of public universities, students here and in the UC system are paying more for education and receiving less. Students are calling for more funding for humanities and arts, including the creation of an ethnic studies department. And meanwhile, the UC is cutting faculty, increasing enrollment, and ignoring the concerns of students. The planned addition of 4,500 new full-time students is irresponsible given the existing shortage of resources. There are overcrowded classrooms, overworked teaching assistants, and dissatisfied faculty. And those are signs that UCSC has already exceeded its capacity. In addition, the environmental impact report that was filed that accompanies the long-range development plan does not bind the UC to mitigate any of the impacts of their growth. The LRDP calls for the development of 120 acres of forest. Environmentalists say that the current development plans will significantly damage unique ecosystems such as Moor Creek, the Jordan Gulch Wildlife Corridor, which is located right over there, and also the Campus Natural Reserve SEEP Zone. Again, UCSC has refused any binding language in the EIR that requires them to mitigate the effects of development on those impacted habitats. Students, faculty, city council, community members, and environmentalists have all expressed concerns about the impact of expansion during the LRDP planning process, and they were disregarded by the university. The group of individuals who are here believe that action is needed to oppose UCSC's long-range development plans before construction begins on any of the buildings. I can take a few questions. I can answer questions for maybe 5 or 10 minutes, and then at 11 o'clock, starting at the Bay Tree Bookstore Plaza, there's going to be a rally that is against the long-range development plan and will be in support of this tree sit. And I invite you all to come to that as well. And if you are with the press, I have press packets if you want to come up and get them. Are there any questions? They haven't dealt with the last growth in population. This building is the first building that's being built, and there's no classroom space in it. So the LRDP is not actually addressing that problem. It's just adding to it. There are plans for classrooms at somewhere in the LRDP, but that's not, classroom sizes is not the only way that UCSC has overextended itself. Also, just the resources that the town can provide, the water, the traffic, the housing, those are all overextended already. Anyone else? Okay, thank you for coming.